The Militant, Volume 89, Number 24, July 14, 2025. Abrigo Garcia, Union, Fight Frame-Up Charges, by Arlene Rubenstein. On June 27, Robert E. McGuire, acting U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, approved an emergency appeal by Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, a sheet metal apprentice and Smart Union member from Maryland. Abrigo Garcia is being held in immigration detention in Tennessee while fighting to stay in the U.S. with his wife and children. The judge ruled that instead of being released on bail, he would honor the unionists' request to remain in jail. Abrigo Garcia's attorney had requested this somewhat unprecedented action to prevent the Justice Department from grabbing and deporting him. Abrigo Garcia had been returned to the U.S. after Immigration and Customs Enforcement flew him to El Salvador, where he was imprisoned for 3 months amid mounting national attention and a U.S. Supreme Court order for the government to facilitate his return. He has pled not guilty to trumped-up felony charges, which even the immigration judge in his case said are far-fetched. If arrested by the Department of Homeland Security this time, Abrigo Garcia could have been immediately deported to South Sudan, a prison at the U.S. military base in Djibouti, or any of countless other immigration prisons abroad. On June 23rd, the Supreme Court cleared the way for thousands of undocumented immigrants to be deported to any of at least a dozen countries abroad in total disregard for their constitutional right to due process. Tricia McLaughlin, a spokeswoman for the government, called this latest Supreme Court ruling a victory. DHS can now execute its lawful authority and remove illegal aliens to a country willing to accept them, she told the press. Fire up the deportation planes. It's been 106 days since my husband was abducted by the Trump administration and separated from my family, Jennifer Vasquez Sura told a press conference before the June 27th ruling. We've had to stand and plead for his liberation. He has missed birthdays, graduations, and Father's Day, and today our wedding anniversary. Today, in honor of Kilmar, I will celebrate our fight and the fight of all those who stood with us and refused to give up until he is free. Like thousands of other workers picked up in the Trump administration's drive for far-reaching deportations, Abrigo Garcia was denied his constitutional right to defend himself. His deportation directly violated a 2019 court order barring his removal to El Salvador in what the administration called an administrative error. The felony charges he now faces, over 100 charges of interstate human smuggling for financial gain between 2016 and 2025, are built around a single 2022 traffic stop in which Abrigo Garcia was not arrested but issued a ticket for driving without a valid license. While Abrigo Garcia has no criminal arrests or convictions, his accuser, Jose Ramon Hernandez, who has been released from prison and given special absolution from deportation for his testimony in the Maryland workers' prosecution, does. Hernandez was arrested in 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, and in 2022. A number of workers who have been caught up in the administration's dragnet and threatened with deportation are being supported by their unions. The U.S. government is trying to corner Abrigo Garcia in the fight. The national AFL-CIO, Abrigo Garcia's union, SMART, and many others stand in solidarity with him. Two workers held in the Tacoma Detention Center in Washington State have won release, including SEIU members Llewellyn Dixon from Washington and Cleona Ward from California. Others jailed there are fighting to regain their freedom, including Alfredo Lelo Juarez, a leader of the Washington Farm Workers Union, Familias Unidas por la Justicia, and forklift driver and machinist union member, Maximo Londonio. The fight to prevent the government from pitting immigrant workers against native-born is crucial to the fight to unify the working class. End of article.